This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. Federal aviation officials are expected in Wichita next week to review their plan for changing the way weather observations are done at the airport. Wichita Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport and 56 other mid-sized airports are on the FFA target list for transferring weather observations from certified weather professionals on the ground to air traffic controllers. KMUW's Deborah Shaw reports on what's at stake.
Once an hour, Joe Rosner leaves his desk in a Federal Aviation Administration building and walks about 100 yards to a small field on the east side of the Eisenhower Airport complex. It's the only place where he can see the horizon and have an uninterrupted view of the sky.
So there's a few clouds over there. You can see them. They're kind of evaporating right now, those low clouds.
With mostly clear skies and some wind, on this day, Rosner does not have to check on visibility or make a determination about precipitation. On bad weather days, he has to identify whether it's sleet, freezing rain, or snow. Sometimes, it's not enough to see the weather. He actually has to feel it on the surface with his hands. Precise judgments matter when it comes to weather observations, because the data Rosner collects feeds into the weather forecast for the airport, pilots, and the National Weather Service.
We're making determinations on whether the airport is closed, whether they're getting any kind of stuff. I mean, when we take the visibility down to a quarter mile, that pretty much shuts this place down.
Rosner is the senior weather observer in the Contract Weather Observer program at Eisenhower. The FAA contracts with outside companies to provide professionally trained and certified weather observers, including the six who staff this office.
Basically, it's a 24/7 operation, and we're here all the time. Weather never sleeps, so especially operational weather.
An automated surface observation system, or ASOS, gathers real-time weather data, such as the temperature, wind speed, and barometric pressure, through its sensor near the airport's main runway. It's the weather observer's job to augment this system and make sure the data is accurate before it's sent out. Rosner says they constantly correct the system because the automated sensors don't catch everything.
There's a lot of times when you could have lower clouds moving in from the north that it won't see, but it'll be keeping a ceiling. So that's a lot of stuff that we do, putting clouds in there that it's not picking up and stuff. It does not pick lightning up. It does not pick up freezing rain.
After decades of serving Wichita's airport, the Contract Weather Observer program here could end if a plan by the FAA moves forward. The agency is considering eliminating the weather observers and instead training air traffic controllers to monitor the skies. The control tower would become a limited weather reporting station that would rely on the automated system and tower weather observations. Eisenhower Airport Director Victor White says the local aviation community is concerned about the plan.
I've heard from a number of folks already about this proposal, and there is a serious concern on the part of controllers as well as aircraft operators and even the airlines that they're afraid that the automation that's out there is not going to be nearly as accurate as what they're seeing right now.
When the weather deteriorates, the current trained observers are busy making surface checks more than once an hour to stay on top of conditions that change in seconds. Bad weather also makes it a busy time in the tower as controllers focus on directing air traffic in unfavorable conditions. White says the FAA's plan to make the air traffic controllers responsible for weather functions could create a safety issue.
In two ways. One is it obviously by taking the controllers away from their radios, away from the tower, that presents the separation of aircraft concern. And then secondly, that these folks are new to the weather observation function and that no matter how much training they get, that they may not do as good a job as the folks who've been doing it for years and years as trained weather observers.
The National Weather Service office on the west side of the airport stopped doing personal observations years ago and relies on the around-the-clock data provided by the contract weather observers. The Weather Service uses that surface information to formulate forecasts and predict weather patterns. The office then sends the information out to its partners, such as the airport, aviation community, county agencies, and the media. Brad Ketchum is the lead forecaster at the National Weather Service office in Wichita. He says the ground observers are crucial to the airport's operation.
We also talk to, for instance, the airport authority. They call us before winter events on when we're expecting onset of like freezing precipitation, because they've told us before when they go to like clean the runways or put the icer down on the runways, timing is very critical because of the amount of money it costs to do that.
The mix of air traffic around Eisenhower Airport is intense. There are commercial airliners, small private planes, aircraft manufacturers who do flight testing, and military aircraft. Airport Director Victor White says the diversity of planes and speeds creates a challenging environment for air traffic controllers. He hopes when the FAA convenes its safety review panel next week, officials will consider the local situation and concerns.
That's what we're hoping happens, is that there will be enough opposition from the airlines and other aircraft operators here that the FAA looks at this and says, you know, this is really not a good idea for Wichita.
The FAA declined an interview but did issue a written statement that says air traffic controllers are currently providing weather reporting services at least 390 airports. The agency is evaluating whether to transition 57 other airports, including Eisenhower. The agency says no decisions have been made at any facilities about the Contract Weather Observer program. The current contract for those local weather observers, including Joe Rosner, runs through October. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Shar.